In the name of the living God and his risen Christ. Amen. Is Christ still king? Does the Almighty really rule over all things? Does the church belong to him? Do our homes and our hearts have him ruling in them and through them? It's likely that you've been asking yourself these questions. Sometimes the condition of the world, the condition of our families, the condition of the church cause us to question the rule of God. It's very easy questions to ask. You see, while all the teachings of Holy Scripture require faith in order for us to hold on to them, I think that there are certain doctrines that seem to be more difficult to accept in particular times and seasons. And this is one of those seasons. This biblical truth that Christ is still king and ruler over all things is under particular assault today. Faith says that God is in charge, and just about everything else is telling us otherwise. Maybe it's another hurricane or earthquake or natural disaster that strikes indiscriminately. And how is it that you can believe that God is in control when you see some of the poorest people in the world suffering so horribly? Another horrible shooting happens in our country, loss of innocent lives, and it might border on blasphemy even, but you find yourself asking the question, doesn't God care what is happening? Or maybe it's the disappointment that we feel in our elected leaders or our heroes in public life who we erect into almost godlike status, and then they always fail us. And when they fail us miserably. The questions are raised in the church as well, especially in the church, because we expect this place to be different, right? When we're hurt by those closest to us or by the very institution that's supposed to bring us health and healing, it's particularly challenging to believe in God's sovereignty. And the question, of course, strikes closer to home, to hearts, to the 1,000 tasks completed, but 1,000 more still to complete, to hurtful words exchanged and never forgotten or forgiven, to families and marriages founded in God but under stress, deteriorating. Where is God in all of this? How is it that we can believe that he is still king? I think if we're honest, we all struggle on some level with this, and this is the day that we struggle the most. Christ the King. And we have to struggle because we're human and we're stuck in the frailty of this human condition, and our sight is clouded and our faith is under attack. And that's precisely why we have a day like today in the church year. Today is officially called Christ the King Sunday, but I'd like to rename it if we could this morning. Pastor Johnson's gone, so whatever, it'll be fine. We're going to call this a God's Still Got This Sunday. Everybody turn to your neighbor right now and say, God's still got this. Go ahead, do it. God's still got this, all right? Don't tell Pastor Johnson this, all right? God's still got this. That's what it means when we say that Christ is still king. We actually borrowed the Sunday, the celebration from the Catholic tradition, but we've revised it for this purpose, to make it clear that at once, one time a year at least, we lift up our eyes away from all the doubt and questions that surround us, just one time a year at least, and we peer right into the throne room of heaven by faith. One Sunday, who's on that throne? Christ is. Christ is seated there. Who created the whole world? Christ did. Who did not abandon us to our sin, but wore that crown of thorns for us? Christ did. who promised to return soon, Christ did. Who will call us to be with him forever? Christ will. God's still got this Sunday. In spite of the trials around us and the doubts that loom over us. And the hymns and the scripture readings for today reinforce the point that no matter what we see happening in our world or in our country or in the church or in our homes or in our hearts, the promise of God from the throne of grace speaks into every corner and every question and every circumstance. I am here. I am at work. My love will conquer all. Trust me. I still got this. This bold and challenging biblical teaching that Christ Jesus is sovereign, ruling over all things, pushes back against our present time and seasons, and indeed pushes back against our own doubts and disillusionment. So I want you to just run with me for a moment this morning as we kind of just do a summary of what this teaching actually means. What we're actually asserting and testifying on this Christ the King Sunday. The scriptures assert that through the redemption of Jesus Christ, through his forgiveness and grace, we are no longer living in the dominion of darkness. We are in the kingdom of light and love through baptism by faith. And do you know what this means? Satan actually has no power over us. God still got this. This biblical teaching asserts that through Jesus Christ, second person of the Trinity, all things were created. Through the Word of God, Jesus himself, he was present when all things in heaven and earth and all things in time and space were forged. All things were created through him and for him, and he still holds it all together. Christ Jesus does. And you know what that means? No earthly government or kingdom, however great or however frail, can thwart the will of God. No earthly government. God still got this. This teaching asserts that the church, which is not an institution, it's not a building, it's not a 503c legal nonprofit entity, it's not even a body of doctrines. The church, his true living body, has Christ himself as the head. Do you know what that means? It means he's ultimately in charge, not any pastor or chair or president or board of directors on any level. It's not just his church. It's him. Christ himself is at work for us and through us in this mystical body that we share. Jesus Christ is present among us this morning and within us in proclamation and service and love and witness. God still got this. The biblical teaching asserts that Jesus Christ rose from the dead, that not even death itself could put an end to his rule. Do you know what this means? It means that where he goes, you go. Where Christ is, you will be. His resurrection was the first fruits, and we're all the fruits that will follow. Death didn't stop him, and it won't stop us either. God's still got this. And finally, this biblical teaching asserts that because of the fullness of God was dwelling in the person of Christ, we are reconciled to God through the cross. We are reconciled to God through the cross of Jesus. You know what this means? It means you and God are okay. No matter how broken your life, how bad your marriage, how stressful your work, how stained with sin your heart, there may be no other peace in your life but the only peace that ultimately matters you have. You and me and God are okay through the blood of Jesus. God's still got this. It's a struggle. We all struggle with it. We wrestle with it. But on this day, we take some time to look not at the state of the world, but at ultimately who is ruling over it. We look not at the blemishes of the earthly church, but the blessings of Christ Jesus, who is here and active among us. We focus not on the brokenness of our homes and on our hearts, but on the one who promises to draw all who call upon him to himself. All. Today we look not to the constant struggle with sin in this fallen and falling world, but to the one who has indeed reconciled us to God and who promises to bring us home one day. God's still got this. It's true. The scriptures attest to it. The church has always taught it. So take a day off from the anxiety, the worry, the stress, the guilt, the need to fix it all and make it all right for him. He's on the job. Even more, he's on the throne. Come soon, Lord Jesus. Amen.